think can be toxic in if there's too much of it in your system. I mean, water is toxic if you have too much of it in your system. I think that the only way is to do scientific studies on, I hate to say, on animal populations. I know that's not going to be a real popular thing, but see what it really does in living tissue. And you know what? Maybe in the future we may be able to move away from that because they're able to recreate skin now. And if they can do that, maybe they can do some studies in that kind of cultural medium. I don't know if we could get the kind of information we would get with an actual living organism, but we might be able to draw some conclusions from those kind of studies. Plus, there's, you know, metabolic effects depending on your size and how much body fat you have. You have to think of body fat and lipid soluble. Many toxins are lipid soluble, so if you have more body fat, I guess I would just assume certain toxins in the environment, if they're lipid soluble, maybe they'll affect women more than men because they have a higher percentage of body fat, and plus they're smaller, so their liver, they don't have as many enzymes to take care of these things. So the only way that you can find out is by studying them in the lab.